Chapter 10, Pain. Life is painful. How we manage our pain determines whether we move forward, backward, or stay stuck in this life. When we manage pain unskillfully, we make it worse, we get stuck, and go backwards. When we manage pain skillfully, we hold our ground and move forward. Unskillful pain management is the number one problem on the planet. It can paralyze and eventually destroy our lives and the lives of those around us. We need help. We need to learn more about the origin of our suffering so we can manage it more skillfully. Then, instead of dragging us down, our problems become a source of strength and peace. This work is designed to help you become an ever-increasingly skillful pain manager. Skillful pain management will help you navigate your way safely through the many pitfalls that have already come your way and will continue to come your way. Is there anyone who doesn't need this? All of us need to improve our pain management skills, but few pay attention. Our society focuses on the opposite: pleasure seeking, immediate gratification, and pain avoidance. This can work for a time, but inevitably leads to even more pain. There's nothing more important than learning how to be a skillful pain manager. Skillful pain management is in the Hall of Fame of great ideas. It is the missing piece in our lives. It's a big deal. Pain is a complex and tricky subject. If we are to become skillful pain managers, we need to study its ways. Facing our pain and learning how to work with it can be frightening. However, when we learn how to do this, we find our power in the story. This means we are going to go to our doctor for traditional care, and we are going to participate in self-healing. Following is a review of some principles to help us do this work. There are two levels of pain. The two dimensions are the inevitable suffering of life and reactivity. It is a good idea to keep this in mind as it helps us know where we do the work. We cannot control the inevitable suffering of life, but we can control reactivity, which is our reaction to the inevitable suffering of life, as this is reversible. So the first dimension is the inevitable suffering of life. All of us have to face the minor irritations of routine daily living and major life problems such as disease, disability, loss, change, the unknown, and death. This is the inevitable suffering of life. Life is difficult and painful for everyone. There's no way around it. The pain can be physical, mental, emotional, interpersonal, or spiritual. It can be any disease, disability, stress, or symptom. While we may be able to reduce some of this pain, there remains a great deal of suffering, no matter what we do. Reactivity, the second dimension of pain. Reactivity is what we add to the inevitable suffering of life. Most of us add a lot of reactivity to the pain equation. Following is a classic near-universal response pattern that occurs when we are confronted with a stressful problem. Reactivity. There are six components. One, mind. The mind heats up, spins out of control, ruminates, and repeats the pain story. It attaches to the pain story and won't let go. Two, emotion. anxiety, depression, anger, fear, guilt, shame, embarrassment, and other painful emotions add up, overlap, pile on, and overwhelm. 3. Desire. Desire, attachments, and bad habits kick in. Food, alcohol, drugs, power, sex, shopping, gambling, and more. 4. The body. We experience a medley of uncomfortable physical sensations such as tremors, butterflies in our stomach, tight muscles, sweaty palms, rapid heartbeat, and more. 5. Activity. We become hyperactivity junkies, running on the track of life seeking pain relief through people, activities, and things. We distract ourselves from the time we get up in the morning until sleep. This can be good, and it works to a point, but we don't get to the root cause of our suffering when we use activity to avoid looking at our problems. And finally, 6, ego. The trickster ego adds a layer of confusing maneuvers that get in the way. Defensive, paranoid, proud, rigid, judgmental, greedy, selfishness, fixed distorted ideas, power trips, and more. This unnecessary high reactivity in response to stress is a source of untold suffering. But here is the good news. Reactivity is reversible. We can control these reactions, and we have considerable leverage here. This is where we can do some work. This is where we can become ever increasingly skillful pain managers. We can reduce this reactivity when we practice the methods and qualities described in this workbook. When we reduce reactivity, we have less pain, and we are better at managing the pain that we cannot eliminate. The Universal Healing Wheel reduces reactivity. The key to success in reducing reactivity is matching our problems to a method and quality. This is rolling the Universal Healing Wheel, or PMQ. Review Step 8 on page 83 through 86 in Healing Power Revised. You may recall this step is called school. Life is school. Pain is the teacher if we open to its lessons. The lessons always have to do with the cultivation of healing qualities. Our instinct is to run away from the pain. Skillful pain management is to do the exact opposite. To sit with the pain as the teacher and stimulant for the growth of healing qualities. We stop running and sit with the pain, method, and quality in the same space. When we do this, reactivity is contained, reduced, or eliminated. This is where the magic happens. This is transcendence. This is where you rise. This is where you make medicine out of your pain. This is where you find your power in the story. This is when you feel better. And if you don't feel better, at least you stop making things worse. Points to remember. Biological interventions, including the medical model and complementary and alternative medicine, are powerful yet limited. Even though medicine, surgery, herbs, vitamins, diet, and exercise are often effective, there is considerable pain left on the table, that inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it. How you manage this pain will make or break you. There's an old commercial for an over-the-counter painkiller with a famous line, "I haven't got time for the pain." The marketers are tapping into our desire to avoid all suffering, but the inevitable suffering of life and our reaction to it is universal. Everyone suffers. We ignore this pain at our peril. When we run and hide, it gets bigger. When it gets too big, it becomes unmanageable. We become desperate and desperate people do desperate things. We need to take a different approach. As long as pain is inevitable, we may as well acknowledge it, use it, and make it work for rather than against us. We can consider our pain to be a natural resource that we can exploit and mine it as a field for gold, diamonds, gems, and jewels. The jewels are the healing qualities described in chapter 12. Exercises. 1. The first step in becoming a more skillful pain manager is to understand the two levels of pain. What is the difference between the inevitable suffering of life and reactivity? 2. It doesn't matter what happens to you as much as how you respond. How does this apply to your life? 3. For a deeper account of the complexities of reactivity, review the first 5 steps of the 10-step model described in Healing Power Revised, pages 45 through 69. Then focus on step 5, Tools Become Barriers. This step defines and locates the source of our reactivity in 6 domains: thought, feeling, desire, body, activity, and ego. 4. All of us have to face the minor irritations of routine daily living and major life problems such as disease, disability, trauma, loss, change, the unknown, and death. This is the inevitable suffering of life. Life is difficult and painful for everyone. There's no way around it. It is how we respond to the inevitable suffering of life that will determine whether we move forward, backward, or stay stuck in this life. Following is a list of some common painful problems. We can learn how to manage these problems skillfully by rolling the universal healing wheel or practicing PMQ. A. Review the list. B. Are there any problems on this list that apply to you? C. Do you have any problems that are not on this list? D. Make a list of the problems you would like to work on. This will be your P in the PMQ of the Universal Healing Wheel. Here is a list of common painful problems. If you get tired of listening to this, you can fast forward to the end of the chapter. Common painful problems: restless mind, irritability, quarrelsome attitude, anger, rage, mean, cruel, unkindness, harshness of speech, harshness of thought, impatience, resentment, hatred, vengeful, desire to hurt others, violence, sad, lonely, depressed, anxious, fear, panic, worry, doubt, insecure, awkward, fear of suffering, fear of disease, fear of the unknown, fear of the abyss, fear of death, financial insecurity, loss of status, loss of possessions, loss of people, loss of self-esteem, feeling abandoned or rejected or left out or ignored, feeling isolated or separate, fear of being alone, hurt, hopeless, helpless, guilt, shame, embarrassment, humiliation, feeling foolish, unworthy, self-hate, desperate, jealous, craving, covetous, greed, temptation, attachments, needy, bad habits, addiction to alcohol, drugs, sex, food, money, power, shopping, gambling, codependency, and more. Hyperactivity, always having to be busy. Egotistical, narcissistic, self-important, selfish, pride, arrogance, conceit. Any conflict, denial of problems, controlling, rigid, and perfectionistic, negative attitude, pessimistic, cynical, bitter, judgmental. Racism or prejudice, such as judging others by their role, body, personality, age, race, religion, nationality, sexual identity, economic class, or disability. Indifference, boredom, complacency, mental or physical laziness and procrastination, lack of meaning and purpose, suspiciousness and paranoia, obsessive, compulsive, impulsive, failure, defeated, hypersensitivity to criticism, hypersensitive feelings, being touchy, lying, cheating, stealing, sex addiction, sex abuse, sexual promiscuity, dishonesty, disappointment, devastation, discouraged, disgusted, misunderstood, overwhelmed, frustrated, inadequate, incompetent, indecisive, inferior, superior, feeling inhibited, trapped, unappreciated, or unattractive, feeling ungrateful, meaning taking things for granted, disease consciousness, problem consciousness, any other problem or any other character defect. Pick one or two of these and start your practice. This will be the P in the PMQ. In the next chapter, you will review the methods that you can use to manage your pain skillfully.